It's Monday, December 16th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Sunday, November 24th, radical Hindu nationalists interrupted a worship service being led by Pastor Bibhudan Pradhan in Paragon Village in India's Odisha state. They even followed Christians home to confiscate their Bibles. Then, on December 1st, the Hindus burned down the believers' small church, reports International Christian Concern. 2 Timothy 3, verse 12 says, "Everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted." Daniela Barca, a 14-year-old student, wanted to create a Christian club at Roy Ketchum High School in Wappingers Falls, New York. She said, quote, "I am a Christian, but sometimes it seems like I'm the only one. I want to start this club for other students like me so we can support each other in our beliefs. The school district celebrates diversity and the right to express who you are. All I want is to be allowed to express who I am. Everyone deserves as much." End quote. Not only did she want to affirm the Christian faith of other student believers, but Daniela wanted to help the needy through a food drive, a clothing drive, and Operation Christmas Child, reports the Christian Post. Sadly, Principal David Sipe denied the application, and Assistant Superintendent Darren Lalkema said the school district could not support Daniela's vision to, quote, "gather and talk about spreading the hope of Jesus," end quote, because it was not, quote, "completely unbiased," end quote. However, the Equal Access Act of 1984 states that it's unlawful for public schools that receive federal assistance and have allowed other student groups to, quote, "deny equal access or fair opportunity," end quote, to students who wish to conduct a meeting on the basis of religious, political, or philosophical speech. First Liberty Institute sent a demand letter that Ketchum High School recognize Daniela Barca's Christian Club by January 2020. It's bad enough that some public libraries host drag queen story hours where young, vulnerable children are exposed to cross-dressing men, some of whom have criminal records. But now, high school parents of Loudoun, Virginia public schools were sent an email invite to bring their minor children to attend a drag queen fundraiser by a local community college, which the public school system approved. It's being hosted by Northern Virginia Community College on February 21st, 2020, in Sterling, Virginia. For a $5 donation, youth 12 and under are invited. While the email was not sent out directly from Loudoun, Virginia Public Schools, it was sent with their permission and blessing through Peach Jar, a third-party distribution channel which emails the parents. One parent named Denise Lansdell, who received this flyer, wrote an email to the superintendent and the school board. She said, quote, "I am deeply disturbed by the Peach Jar flyer sent out today. It's sickening. I feel I am being forced to conform to the liberal mindset that a drag show is something that should be announced to all families. I'm sorry, but I believe this is not an appropriate announcement. You all should be ashamed. I'm tired of this passive abuse," end quote. Ironically enough, the Loudoun County, Virginia Public Schools adopted an electronic flyer distribution policy in October 2016, which says they must, quote, "focus on youth character development," end quote. Stay tuned for a Worldview special report on the articles of impeachment vote which took place on Friday morning. And finally, an abortion rights group called Texas Equal Access Fund has the perfect gift for all those hard-to-buy-for radical feminists on your holiday gift list this year: a series of candles with a very Christmassy message, "Abortion is Magical," reports the Daily Wire. The "Abortion is Magical" candles come in four super hip colors: hot pink, purple, sparkly gold, and gender-neutral teal, and bear a striking resemblance to Catholic prayer candles. Needless to say, there's nothing magical about abortion. It's murder. Yet Texas Equal Access says they stand by their adjective, saying, quote, "abortions are magical for most people who have them," end quote. The spiritually blind group makes no reference to the regret that most women experience who get abortions, as well as the nightmares, and the tendency to gravitate towards self-medicating the pain through drugs, alcohol, and promiscuity. Proverbs 6, verse 17 declares that God hates seven things, including the hands that shed innocent blood. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Monday, December 16th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus. The Democrat-controlled House Judiciary Committee approved two articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump with a 23-17 party-line vote on Friday morning after unexpectedly adjourning late Thursday night, which enraged Republicans. Democrats filed two articles of impeachment against Trump on abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Here's the Democratic chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler.
The Judiciary Committee will come to order, a quorum being present. Having agreed yesterday to the amendment in the nature of a substitute on articles of impeachment against President Donald J. Trump, the pending business is reporting the resolution favorably to the House. Reporting quorum being present, the question is now on the motion to report the resolution H. Res. 755 is amended favorably to the House. Because the resolution contains two distinct propositions, we will divide the question between the two articles. The question now is on Article 1 of the resolution, impeaching President Donald J. Trump for abusing his powers.
Mr. Chairman, may I ask how I'm recorded?
How is the gentleman recorded?
Mr. Gohmert, you are recorded as no.
Yeah, I want to make sure.
The clerk will report.
Mr. Chairman, there are 23 ayes and 17 noes.
The article is agreed to. The question now is on Article 2 of the resolution, impeaching President Donald J. Trump for obstructing Congress. Is there every member of the committee who wishes to vote voted? The clerk will report.
Mr. Chairman, there are 23 ayes and 17 noes.
The article is agreed to. The resolution is amended as ordered, reported favorably to the House.
This vote sends the article to the House floor for a vote that Speaker Pelosi said will take place this week, possibly as early as Wednesday. President Trump said this in response to the vote.
You're trivializing impeachment. Someday there'll be a Democrat president and there'll be a Republican House, and I suspect they're going to remember it. When you use impeachment for absolutely nothing other than to try and get political gain. Now, with that being said, my poll numbers, as you know, have gone through the roof. Fundraising for the Republican Party has gone through the roof. We're setting records. Nobody's ever seen anything like it because the people are absolutely disgusted.
And CNN chief legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin thinks the impeachment inquiry has backfired on the Democrats.
Donald Trump, in a way, has already won. How much did we hear about Hunter Biden? Over and over again about Hunter Biden. That's what the Republicans are talking about constantly. And, you know, there are questions about Hunter Biden's behavior. And so this incredible shift of emphasis, and, you know, it's going to be a real challenge for us as journalists to decide how much to follow along with this.
Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida, who sits on the House Judiciary Committee, condemned the Democrat majority vote in their support for impeachment.
In the media, you should hold the Democrats to the standard that they set for themselves. Democrats said that the evidence would have to be overwhelming, and yet in hearing after hearing, the evidence they presented was either hearsay, speculation and conjecture, or the result of a policy disagreement about how to treat the Ukraine. Democrats promised that after public hearings, there would be some newfound animated public support for impeachment. The reality is they failed to meet their burden. And so now, with no bipartisanship, with no direct evidence, with no enhanced public support for impeachment, Democrats will continue to visit the opportunity costs for this division on our country. For Democrats, impeachment is their drug. It is their obsession.
This has been another Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus.